What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
On Florida's Space Coast, we think you can have the best of both worlds. Kind of like right now. Driving. At your desk. Maybe at the gym. But you're also grooving to some music. Visit us and you'll go to the beach. And see a rocket launch. Or go kayaking and manatee spotting. It's all waiting for you on the only beach that doubles as a launch pad. Plan your adventure today at visitspacecoast.com.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Cricket Unfiltered. I said we were going to take the week off at the end of the Hobart test, but I've made Jaleesa jump on a Zoom while she's COVID-ravaged in Boorowa. Jaleesa, how are you?
I'm COVID-ravaged. No, I'm okay. I'm probably not, wouldn't say I'm 100%, but I am. Today is my freedom day for me. So
wow.
Technically I'm free to wander the world again. I still feel like my voice isn't quite back to normal and I'm a bit sleepy, but other than that, I didn't probably stopped having symptoms about 3 or 4 days ago. So that was good.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're feeling better. Your voice does sound a bit strange.
Yeah. I think, Nick has sort of the same thing. Like we've, and actually I was talking to one of my other friends who works in broadcast and he, had COVID maybe a week ago and his voice is still not quite right. So I don't know if it's going to be like this forever. And my eyesight was also really bad when I was sick. I don't know what that's about. So hopefully that gets better. But anyway, didn't die, didn't end up in hospital. So that's good.
Excellent. That's the main thing. You had like a really rough Christmas, New Year period, didn't you? And then you go away and then you get COVID. So you've had a great summer.
I know I've avoided it because I was, well, when I was working on SEN, my co-host Jimmy Smith got COVID and I actually managed, even though we were in a studio for 3.5 hours a day together, I actually managed to avoid it then. And I had been doing everything to avoid it, to try and get home. I was doing my own hair and makeup at Channel 10 in terms of like presenting. I asked them if I could do my own hair and makeup and they were really good about that. They let me do that. I did spend New Christmas Day. I was going to go to my boss's house. I ended up not going because I was like, no, you know what? I'm just going to be by myself. So I spent Christmas Day by myself. I spent New Year's Eve by myself. I spent all those weeks by myself to get home. And then as soon as I got home, I got COVID, went into isolation. It was actually a really good house to isolate at, though. I'm at my dad's house and I didn't grow up with my dad. We didn't, so this is like the most time we've actually spent in the one house together, but it's actually been really nice because where I am, which is the room that I'm in, where I was isolating, right beside me is like a patio. So dad was able to sit out there pretty much all day and talk to me. So I wasn't really alone. So that was really nice. And yeah, so it was actually really good. And then Channel 10 gave me another week of holidays to make up for my shitty experience. So that was really nice of them too, considering we have a lot of people at work out with COVID and various other things. So that was very good of them.
Wow. Your dad's a fan of this podcast, so That's good. He's probably listening.
Probably. He knows I'm in here doing it. He's out watching the Big Bash at the moment.
Good stuff. Well, what did you think of the Ashes finish? Australia win 4-0, absolute thrashing in Hobart.
Well, I know I'm a little greedy. First of all, the last test, I didn't see as much of it as I wanted to because I was sick. And I know that sounds really strange because you think, well, when you're sick, you're laying on the couch and all you're doing is watching TV. But I'm in the room that I'm in where I was isolating, there isn't a TV. So I was watching it on my phone and I was just sleeping so much that I was falling asleep.
I mean, I have been telling you to buy a laptop for 2 years. Like, if you'd had a laptop, this wouldn't have happened.
Well, I actually had access to a laptop, but I didn't really use it because I was exhausted. I didn't want to watch anything. I just wanted to sleep.
And so you watched it on your phone.
Yeah, so I had it going on my phone. I was sort of more listening to it. So in terms of watching the series as a whole, I haven't seen it. And I actually really want to watch it because the bits that I did see were really good. And really, it was really exciting finish. And particularly exciting sort of when Australia had that slight collapse too and you thought maybe England could get in. Here I thought that they might put up a bit of a fight, but I really want to go back and watch that last test match as a whole. I am a little bit selfish. I really wish we'd put the foot on the throat in Sydney now.
Ooh, and got the 5-0.
Yeah, just that 5 would have been, and I do kind of feel like we eased up a bit in Sydney. So I would have really liked us to get a complete 5-0 obliteration. But I mean, the storylines that came out of it, Travis Head particularly was one that I wasn't expecting to do as well as he did. And it's really great to see him do well. I thought it was smart to have go with Khawaja again, given the subcontinent series coming up. I think he's going to play a big role there. And I think as much as they were trying to stick with Harris, he just wasn't quite there. Would have liked to see Steve Smith get a few more runs.
Mm.
The saddest part of this whole story, the whole test match, the whole series, is we've just forgotten about Michael Nisa, haven't we?
Oh, you haven't, and Bharat Sundaresan hasn't.
Bharat hasn't. I was hammering on the radio. I was like, let's not forget about Nisa.
But the bad thing is the guy who's stolen his thunder is Scott Boland, another super nice guy like Nisa, a Shield warrior, someone that's worked their ass off to get into the test side. And so Nisa's going, but that should be me.
He's like, yeah. And I just found it so funny when there was all this talk about Jai Richardson, will Boland or will Hazelwood play? And I was in the background going, don't forget about Nisa.
Yeah. Well,
poor Michael Nisa. But he got there, he got one test, and
exactly.
I fear it might be his only one.
Oh, no. Let's hope not. But yeah, you're right about Travis Head. That was a coming of age series for him. I think he silenced all the doubters. I was just impressed the way he came out and just smashed the bowling. He didn't muck around. He just played his natural game and dominated a shithouse England team.
Yeah, he did. He was really good. It was good to see. I had a few question marks over him going into the series. And I find it funny now looking back that you and I were actually a little bit scared of England. Like, what do we know?
I know. I mean, I was trying to be optimistic that we'd get a good competitive series.
The disappointing thing is that I felt like by the time we'd got to Sydney, I had lost a lot of interest in terms of love to see Australia play all the time, but it made me really long for last summer and just how good it was.
And I notice as well, like, the interest around the world kind of really wanes when it's such a one-sided series that, you know, I can tell where we get podcast listeners from that.
Yeah.
Right. When it's 3-0 up, you know, people from around the world aren't as interested. Obviously, Aussies still love the sport of beating up England. It's like a rite of passage, whether it's 4 or 5-0. Every child has to witness it. But definitely just, you know, you can really tell around the world, the interest subsides.
Charlie's back.
Yeah, fortunately, he can just sit there for as long as he wants. Oh, no, no, we're not. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, no, it's all right.
You can't be calling people.
He's almost ended the meeting. My cat almost ended the meeting. Still, you know, a lot to take away from Australia. I thought Cummins was very impressive in his first series of skipper. But I do caution against the unbridled optimism that I still think it could wear a fast bowler down over time, but could wear anyone down.
I agree. And I think it'll be very, you know, Pat Cummins does have a very good temperament in terms of dealing with media, everything like that. I think it will be very interesting to see what he is like when he's under pressure, because I remember Tim Payne was really good at dealing with media until there was a bit of pressure and he started to get a little bit snippy at everyone. And you went, oh, hang on, he's a little prickly, actually. I can't imagine that from Pat Cummins, but I guess everyone's got it in them when they've got under pressure. I think as a captain, I think the captaincy, the sort of way that him and Steve Smith work together is just perfect. Steve Smith is still guiding that team on the field. There's no doubt about it. Pat's obviously very open to letting him, but Steve Smith was never overly great with the media. Like he was fine, but he never really quite has the charisma or looked like he enjoyed it as much as Pat Cummins does. Pat seemed to be in his absolute element getting interviewed and really enjoying it and had a big smile on his face, which obviously you would be. It's easy to enjoy when you're going like this. But I just thought, I just think it's a perfect captain vice captain pairing.
Yeah, Cummins just looked like a leader, though. The way he, you know, stopped them spraying champagne so Usman Khawaja would come back into the celebrations. There's also a video of Cummins, you know, telling Lyon not to sing the team song at a pub the next day, like, let's keep that for us. Like, Cummins is a leader. He you know, I think it's just really impressive. I'm looking, as you say, it's going to get tougher, but I think he's certainly got a few years in him, but
And I go back right to that very first test too, when he was when Cameron Green apologized to him for the celebration, his first wicket, and Pat had a laugh about it and thought it was so funny that he was apologizing. But to me, that just says so much about the aura that Pat has over the team, that Cameron Green kept himself in check.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And what a lovely, like, I see Cameron Green as a future captain too. He has a lovely temperament.
Yeah, he's a very nice guy, that's for sure. Did you see that leaked video that came out two days later? And so the incredibly, this video was filmed by Graham Thorpe, the England assistant coach. So he filmed Root, Anderson, Head, Lyon all being asked to go to bed the next morning at 6 a.m.
Yeah, I did see that video, and I don't know, cricket, if you're going to have a video scandal, you're going to have a real crack, because it was
pretty tame, wasn't it?
In the world of rugby league.
Yeah, that's nothing. A few blokes walking to bed quietly once told to.
Yeah, like, oh, no, there's a few blokes who were told to go to bed and politely did.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like, scandal.
Like, on my care factor, I was like, I really don't care. Like, they weren't doing anything. Obviously, they were celebrating and they were a bit loud.
But I thought it was kind of sweet that, you know, the next morning you've got, you know, 40-year-old James Anderson, Joe Root, with Nathan Lyon, Travis Head, all talking about probably, you know, cricket and hanging out. Like, I thought that was a nice image, you know, that they could do that. And, I think Thorpe's going to get into some trouble, though, because I don't think England will be too happy with him leaking it.
Well, I think that is the thing that is the most worrying thing of the whole thing. I mean, as you said, it was guys politely accepting to go to bed. Nobody was even overly, like, or looked overly intoxicated or anything like that. Like, they just looked like they were hanging out.
Yeah.
If it had been that video could have easily looked like it was 10 o'clock in the morning and no one would have cared. I thought it was a very tame video and like whatever. And I agree with you. It was a really nice, endearing to see them getting along so well. But the why you take a video like that?
Not a good idea if you're Graham Thorpe. That's not a good idea. And then like, how did it get out? Like
this is how this goes in my mind. You're taking the video and you're sending it to someone and you're trying to kind of big note yourself. And you're like, oh, look, we got kicked out by cops. Like, how bad are we? And it, first of all, it was very lame. So
yeah, exactly. And I also think he was trying to make the cops look bad for telling them to go to bed, which they probably were a bit heavy handed, typical Tasmania. But
why are there four of them?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that was really funny. But I don't know. I just was kind of like, why have you taken this video? It seems weird. And obviously you've shared it with someone. Just in the world of sport, just don't do that. Just put your phones away.
Unless someone hacked his iCloud or something.
That would be a wild crime.
I'm having traumas here with my cat. He won't go away. Anyway.
Don't you dare be rude to him.
But he keeps putting his foot on the screen. He's going to end the podcast midway because he keeps putting his foot on
We'll get it back again. Don't be mean to him. How old is he now?
He'll be 20 this year.
He's 20. Well, if you live when we were 20 years old, I wasn't being told what to do either.
That's right. So the Ashes are over. News came out today that New Zealand aren't coming for the one-day games and the T20 they were supposed to play because they don't want to quarantine when they have to go back into New Zealand. So I think their rationale, the players, was what's the point of, you know, coming to play four games and having to spend 10 days in a hotel room when we get back? So that's disappointing because I was looking forward to that series, but understandable from a Kiwi perspective.
I didn't, like, when was the last time they travelled?
The Kiwis?
Yeah.
Well, they went to England for the Test Championship, didn't they, last year?
Yeah. After
the World Cup. But
after the World Cup, right?
No.
I don't know. Like, that seems a bit, like.
Well, I can understand them not wanting to do quarantine for four white ball games.
Yeah, I sort of feel like there's been a lot of other cricket teams that have done a lot more.
It's not like you just come off
a huge tour, though.
Yeah, I reckon.
Can you imagine Australia doing that? Because I actually can't.
What?
Like, if these games were in New Zealand.
Yeah, we wouldn't go. No way we'd go.
You reckon? I disagree. I think Australia would 100% go.
No, I think we're terrible tourists. And I think, I have no problem with New Zealand doing it. I think it's stupid that they would have to go back and spend 10 days in a hotel room just to play a few games.
Well, New Zealand doesn't really have COVID any at the moment. I mean, I don't know what they're waiting for, but it's not getting any more vaccinated.
No. So.
I'm not really sure what they're waiting for, but that's a whole other discussion. But, yeah, I don't know. I just thought, that's a bit disappointing.
Yeah. I mean, it's disappointing. Sri Lanka are apparently still coming for five T20 games, so that'll be good preparation for the World Cup later this year.
Yep. We're doing that World Cup again.
Exactly. We get to defend it a year after winning it.
Not even a whole year. It's not like 11 months.
Yeah, but, you know, at least we've got a chance because it's on home soil. You know, we might win this one. I'm going to be more hopeful than the last one.
Of course we'll win this one. I think we'll definitely win this one.
Overconfident now. Very much overconfident. So I guess you haven't seen much of the Big Bash.
I've seen a little of the Big Bash, watched today, bits and pieces. First of all, what is going on? Before we get into the Big Bash, can we talk about your headphone situation? What's going on here?
What do you mean?
You've made no effort to untangle those headphones.
I know. It's a mess over here.
You've really given up.
I have given up. I'm tired. The top five in the Big Bash then. You've got the Scorchers, the Sixers, the Thunder, the Strikers and the Hurricanes. As we record this, the exact order is not specified, but I can't see anyone outside the Scorchers or the two Sydney teams winning it?
I could see the Thunder, but only I think that's wishful thinking. But then, like, I still probably if I was betting on it, I'd go Sixers Scorchers.
Thunder got Kawaja back, which is good.
Yes. Yep. He's doing well at the moment. So I really would like to see the Thunder do well. So I don't know if I actually genuinely think that they will or I'm wishful thinking.
I'm just being bloody selfish and I just want one of the Sydney teams to host the final. So it's in Sydney. So there's a chance that Sydney can play a home final. So I think the Scorchers will play one of the Sydney sides, probably the Sixers. And if the Sixers win that game, they'll host the final at the SCG. So we can go. We can go together.
Yeah, so Thunder have no chance of hosting it. Yeah,
we can go together and catch a lift up to the media centre.
We will not be catching a lift. Thank you.
Catch a lift.
My heart is already under too much stress, so that's a no thanks. I also don't like sitting in the media centre at any games. I like
and just drive through a tunnel, just stop in a tunnel and just sit there.
Tunnels are fine. I'm very good at that. I don't like sitting in the media centre of any sports because I like sitting out with the people. You get a vibe.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than sitting next to miserable English cricket journalists. That's another story. That's another story. Some of them are okay. But, you know, they don't know how to appreciate life, some of those English cricket journalists.
Well, they weren't having a great time. So.
No, but they should be lucky to be out of their godforsaken country.
Also, everyone who kept going in those media centres kept getting COVID.
It's true.
The
Thunder could host the final, but they'd have to finish second, which I don't think they will, judging by the game they're playing at the moment, because they won't get the bonus point. So, it can only be the Scorchers hosting it at Marvel or the Sixers hosting it at the SCG.
Let's hope that the Sixers Thunder final would be awesome. I have to say the Big Bash has been, for the first time, I'm actually saying, yes, we do need to reduce this. It's been incredibly, and look, it has been really affected by COVID in terms of putting games on at 10 o'clock in the morning. I was waiting like for the test one day and I was like, why is there a Big Bash game? I'm so confused. And then like just having like the Sydney Derby on during the test match, like who disaster. The hell was watching that? Absolute disaster. But some of the, I mean, as much as it has been affected by COVID, the games that haven't been affected by COVID in terms of the scheduling have not had a crowd and have not rated well. So
but no one's going out. The whole country's scared of getting COVID. So no one's going anywhere. So, but I agree with you. They need to cut it down. It doesn't matter.
People are going to the test matches though.
Yeah.
And they're
true.
In the same cities.
Yeah, still. Huge crowds, but I agree with you. They need to cut it down. It's too hard to attract players for long enough. So tell them to F off that call.
It does concern me the Big Bash and where it's sort of going.
I've missed so many games this year, more than ever.
And you were like that. I remember you sent me I'm probably speaking completely out of turn, but whatever. I remember you sent me a text right at the start of the season saying I turned off the Big Bash and it was one of the first games and you turned on some shit movie. And I was like, whoa, the Big Bash is in trouble because Menes has turned on some crap movie from 10 years ago.
Wow. It's true. It's in trouble. So anyway, I'm looking forward to the finals though. Hope my Sixers can win it at the SCG. But I kind of feel like the Scorchers, you know, they've had a rough season, had to play on the road because of their fence going into their state. But anyway, looking forward to that. You know what I'm excited about, though, that starts tomorrow? The Women's Ashes. Now, hopefully we'll get a close series. It's a multi-format series, so three T20s, they start tomorrow, then test match, then three ODIs. Cannot wait.
My dad actually brought up a topic that I wondered what your thoughts were. I'm against it. But Dad said that with these, you know, with white ball games sometimes not meaning as much, what if we made the men's Ashes the same as the women's, like a multi-format. I'm against it. I don't like it.
I don't think men's cricket needs it just yet. I think the Ashes can stand alone. I don't mind it, though, for other series. Like if, say, you know, say smaller nation, I don't want to insult any nations, but say Sri Lanka was coming for a series, maybe playing a multi-format series with them with the points would make more interest in the whole thing. But I don't think the Ashes needs that.
Fair enough. I'll report back to him.
Yeah, please. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I listened to the two skippers today. Heather Knight, the England skipper, said they haven't had a lot of preparation, so already the excuses are starting. But they're going to be aggressive and try and match Australia's aggression. And they spoke about Charlie Dean, the spinner, as one to watch. And then Meg Lanning was talking about who's going to replace maybe Beth Mooney opening the batting. So she broke a jaw at training. I think Matthew Mott was throwing a throwdown, and that's how she broke a jaw. So he won't be too popular. So, yeah, there could be a lot. I wonder who'll open with at the top of the order with Elisa Healy. Wonder maybe they'll go Elise Perry.
Potentially. She can kind of move around a little bit. That's a real shame about Beth Mooney. I don't know how that happens. How do you get broken jaw and throwdowns? God, like, how aggressive is that?
I know. It's not good. Not good at all. And Megan Shute's come back into the side. I heard her on the radio. She's just had COVID, like you. She spent 2 weeks in ISO with her partner and baby. And so she hasn't had much training. So, look, it's going to be an interesting series. I can't wait. I think it'll actually be competitive. I was just trying to see the last time the English women held the Ashes, but they haven't had it for a while. Let's have a look.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. It'll be a good little bit more cricket for us to watch. I'll probably end up seeing more of this series than I did of the last Ashes test.
Yeah, so they last won the Ashes in Australia in 13-14. That was the last time they won it. Then Australia regained them in England in 2015, and Australia held them for 6 years. So let's keep it that way.
Great. That's exciting.
Excellent. Well, Jaleesa, have you got anything else you want to touch on before we wrap this up? What do you got planned for the year? What's your thoughts about cricket for Cricket Unfiltered podcast?
Oh, I'm just really, really hoping that we just, you know, when I saw the news today about New Zealand not coming, I was like, oh, are we really doing COVID again?
Yeah.
Are we really doing this again? I'm just really sick of everything getting affected by COVID. So not advocating getting COVID. It wasn't fun. but it would be nice to just not be doing this all again and having series. And then I look at I worry about when the World Cup comes to Australia, are we still going to be quarantining people? Mm. Are we not going to have crowds? Are people going to still be too scared? Or by that point, are we going to be... it's all gone through and we're living normally again. I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be able to do a live show this year.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
I'll be happy if we get back to the studio.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Trust me. Paul's not going to come into the studio till 2025.
I'm now like, I feel like I'm a little bit of a COVID, like, what if I've got, like, this Gonstadt complex at the moment where I now think I've had it.
Oh, yeah, you're invincible. You want to take on the world.
Apparently, like, technically, according to the letter I got from New South Wales Health, I'm only invincible for the next 6 weeks. I can't
Excellent.
Get my
booster. Excellent.
Get a booster after that.
Nice. Well, thanks for dialing in and having a chat. I'm sorry you got COVID and have been locked up on your holiday, but... You know, you and everybody else have been in the same boat.
Yeah, I'm surprised with the amount of stuff that you were doing that you've managed to avoid it. So you've done well.
Yeah, I'm lucky.
And your family, I know your wife's got COVID at the moment, so hopefully that she can get home soon.
Exactly. Well, thanks everybody for listening.
Sports Social Podcast Network. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.